Greetings, Summit leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELD, Summit Evergreen Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Each week, we focus on a principle, an insight, that we glean from the lives of great leaders. And as we apply these principles and insights on our journey, we expand our capacity to lead and our abilities to have impact wherever we go as leaders. Today's message is the priority of a leader. October is an excellent time of the year to prepare for even greater things ahead for you on your journey. Also, the changes in nature announce the coming of something new. Can you sense something big is underway in your life right now? Expecting, anticipating, and preparing for your breakthrough is exciting. The priority of a leader during this time is the development and shaping of their character while they wait. They use the time of waiting as an opportunity to assess their progress and where they are focusing their thinking. Leaders continually remind themselves of the purpose, vision, and destiny for their lives. They put doing what is right above the desires and plans that they have. They seek to wholeheartedly serve where they are until the right time comes for the open door of blessing. Recently, I spoke with a Summit leader who is waiting for her open door of opportunity. She's working hard, getting results, and others are recognizing her potential. Why then does she have to wait? Three words, timing, testing, and preparation come to mind. Number one, timing is everything in business and life. Number two, testing is a period of time when we want to move ahead, but sense a need to wait. She states, I want to do the right thing. I'm grateful for the opportunity given me and want to repay somehow the company for investing time and money in me, states the Summit leader. Loyalty is an attribute that distinguishes leadership. Loyalty was the word that came to me as I listened to her. Maturity comes and occurs in testing and responding in the right way. I see this in the heart of this leader. Number three, preparation is necessary within our hearts and ahead in the opportunity for the conditions to be right for the greatest blessing. I am discovering that during my 40-plus year career journey, that when I wait for the right timing, with the right attitude and motives, at just the right time, the new door of opportunity opens for me. And I believe it will do the same for you. I recently read an account of a leader named Rebecca. She lived in the ancient times of the nation of Israel, and I'm sure she wondered what her purpose in life was and how she would fulfill her destiny as she helped her family with the labors and tending animals on their farm. Faithfully, each day, she would take the livestock to a watering well and lower her large jar into the well to draw water in the heat of the day. Unknowingly, this day was the day that her open door presented itself in the form of a request from a traveler with a deeper meaning. Please give me a drink, a little drink, from your jar. Rebecca's response reveals a servant leader's heart and attitude. Drink, she said, quickly lowered the heavy jar she was carrying in her hands and gave him a drink. She then serves beyond what is asked by watering the 10 camels belonging to the stranger. Her initiative and servant spirit distinguished her in the eyes of the stranger as the type of leader most suited to help lead a nation. The account ends with Rebecca being called, leaving for a distant area, and joining one of the most significant leaders in the land. Here are several questions, for us to ask ourselves. Number one, do I have the right attitude as I wait? Number two, when we are asked to help, do we give the minimum required, or do we go beyond what is needed? Number three, when we are asked to wait, do we seek to discern and see the long-term view and exhibit the right attitude? Our most significant victories come when we're willing to pause, when tempted to rush ahead, faithfully serve, and do more than expected while we wait. At just the right time, the door will open. Servant leadership development comes in disguise at times. Resolve to do what is right. You will position yourself for the very best in store for you ahead. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open for you. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.